Walker County voters heading to the polls Tuesday will see more than just candidate races on their primary election ballot. Republican and Democratic ballots will also include a series of party opinion questions, often called straw poll questions. Democratic ballots include 2 questions, while the Republican ballot will feature 8 questions covering issues like election integrity, immigration enforcement, public school policies, bail reform, and cell phone use in schools. Election officials say the questions are not binding and voters are not required to answer them for the ballot to count. Polls across Walker County open Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Early voting continues this week through Friday. 4 felony arrests in Walker County on Monday. Among those booked, 57-year-old Alan Scott Williams was arrested on a possession of a Schedule 4 with the intent to distribute. 23-year-old Harrison Alexander Ward was charged with making terroristic threats, aggravated assault, and battery. You can view the complete arrest report on our website at discoverwalker.com. Visitors celebrating Independence Day in Northwest Georgia will find some patriotic fun happening at Cloudland Canyon State Park and also James H. Sloppy Floyd State Park. It's part of Georgia's celebration of America's 250th anniversary. Cloudland Canyon will feature programs on frontier skills and early American history. Over at Sloppy Floyd State Park, they have plans for family activities, including a sandcastle contest and water wars. Georgia State Park officials say events across the state will combine history, outdoor recreation, and family-friendly fun throughout the 4th of July holiday weekend. Back with more news right after this. Officials with the National Park Service celebrated the completion of the newly restored Dyer Road at Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park last week. The project is part of an $8.1 million roadway improvement effort across the historic battlefield. Superintendent Brad Bennett said the roads help connect thousands of visitors to important historic sites. The work includes resurfacing roads, repairing drainage systems, and improving safety throughout the park. Officials say the project is funded through the Great American Outdoors Act Legacy Restoration Fund. We've got details on all of these stories on our website. Check it out at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth on your home of the NASCAR All-Star Race happening Sunday at 1, Georgia 93.7 and AM 1590 WQCH.